us a privilege to be able to share with the entire congregation here at the Greater Kansas City Chinese Christian Church.
这是一个特权，可以跟全体会众一起来分享神的话。
We remember our long years of friendship between our churches when I was pastor at First Baptist and our fellowship with Pastor Feng.
我记得我们两个教会有很长久的这样的友谊，也记得和冯牧师这样很长久的友谊。
And it's been my honor as well to preach with some regularity in the English service.
这也是我的荣耀，可以在比较经常在英文的聚会里面讲到。
Since the first of the year, we've been speaking in that service on the church's theme verse in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
从今年开始，就开始在讲到今年的主题的经文，是在提摩太前书3章14到16节。
One of the things that I've not yet addressed about that verse and that set of verses directly comes from the study of that paragraph. It's the sense of urgency that is an innate part of Paul's message there. He had to write because those issues could not wait.
有一件事我还没有讲到的，就是在那一段经文里面，从在学习那一段经文里面，保罗有一个紧迫感，在那一段经文里面有一个内在的紧迫感，是讲到他不能等。
Urgency is there because if the church is not what it's supposed to be in any age, then the gospel witness is not clear and strong in a needy world.
那个紧迫感在那里，因为如果教会不是在任何的时候有这样的一个紧迫感，那么福音的见证就不清晰，也不能在很需要的世界里面强壮。
If the church is spiritually dead, how can it be the how can the world discover the living Christ?
如果教会在属灵上是死的，那么这个世界怎么可以发现这一位活的基督呢？
If the church is asleep, how can it be the pillar and support of the truth?
如果教会是沉睡的，那教会怎么能够成为那个真理的柱石和根基呢？
And if the church is always arguing or in discord, why would anyone want to become part of God's household?
如果教会总是在争辩和不和的当中，那么为什么有人会愿意成为神家里面的一份呢？
Today's text gives us another reason for this sense of urgency found throughout the New Testament.
今天我们讲到的这段经文 同样也把这样的一个紧迫感摆在我们面前。
The end of all things is near.
万事的结局近了。The
church has always believed this, and we're nearer to that time than ever before.
教会总一直都相信这样的一件事，现在就离这个是更近了。Paul
warns us that the conditions of the last days will get worse and worse.
保罗警告我们，在这样的世界的末世的时候，这光景会变得越来越糟糕。We
don't know when the Lord is coming, but we do know that He has given us many instructions as how we Christians should live in these last days.
我们不知道我们的主什么时候来，但我们能够知道，主他借着许多的教训。 让我们知道我们基督徒和教会在这末后的日子当如何行。Now
this passage is especially needed as the 21st century becomes more like the first century.
这段信息是对当今是特别有用、有帮助，因为21世纪变得越来越像当初的第一世纪。So
let's look together at Peter's instruction in view of the end of all things.
所以当我们在万事都要结局这样的光中，我们来看 彼得所说的这一段话。
First of all, we must be prepared to pray.
第一件事是讲到我们一定要准备好来祷告。
The very first thing that Peter calls us to do is to pray.
第一件事彼得呼召我们所做的就是要祷告。
So often it is the last thing that we do.
但经常祷告却是我们要做的最后一件事。
We want to plan our activities, we want to create our programs, and then we give just a quick prayer at the end of it all to be sure we've covered that.
好，我们都愿意来计划很多的活动，然后创建很多的日程，只是在最后的时候我们就做一个简短的祷告，确定好像我们例行公事做了祷告这样的一件事。
The text actually in the Greek says that these are prayers, it's a plural.
在希腊原文里面，这个祷告这个字是复数的。
Praying is to be a way of life.
这里是意味着这个祷告是一个生活，是我们的生活。
Prayer is at the heart of the Christian experience that builds up our relationship to Jesus Christ.
祷告是在基督徒和与主的这样的关系，建立这关系里面是一个核心的一件事。
Vital, life-changing prayer that makes the Church of Jesus Christ effective and fruitful deserves and takes time and the deep work of God in our lives.
那些使耶稣基督的教会能够很 有果效的那些祷告是需要也值得我们花很多的时间 来做的。
A saint of old tells us that souls without prayer are like people whose bodies and limbs are paralyzed.
有一位先前的圣人这样告诉我们，他说那个魂要是没有祷告，就像人他的身体和肢体是瘫痪的一样。
They possess feet and hands, but they cannot control them.
他们有手有脚，但是他们不能控制它。
So notice in verse 7, prayer first of all takes the preparation of our minds.
在第七节，我们首先注意到祷告是需要我们的心思预备好的。
Peter says that we are to pray with minds that are clear.
彼得这里说到有一个谨慎，是讲到我们要有一个清晰的心思来祷告。
In the Gospel of Mark, we hear the story of the man with 1,000 demons.
在马太福音的时候，我们可以有一个故事讲到有一个人被许多的鬼附了。
He was full of violence and anger and rage.
他充满了暴力怒气和那就是愤怒。
His mind was confused and addled with the demons.
他的心思混乱，然后都是这些鬼魔的想法。
But in Mark 5:15, it says that after Jesus had healed him.
但在马可福音第五章十五节，那里讲到当耶稣治好了他以后，
He was sitting at the feet of Jesus, fully clothed and in his right mind.
那你讲到耶稣治好了他，他就坐在主耶稣的脚前，然后穿好衣服，然后他的心里面就明白过来。
That word for right mind.
那你讲到心里明白过来，就是一个对的心思。
Is the same word that we have here, clear-minded.
就跟这里所讲到的一个谨慎跟清晰的思想是一个字，希腊原文是一个字。
The confusion and violence of Satan was gone.
那一个混乱和那一个暴力，那个魔鬼来的那些暴力都已经没有了。
He had a mind that could focus on Jesus.
他有一个心思可以专注在主的身上。
As we've been studying the church's theme verse for this year.
当我们在学习我们今年的主题的经节。
We have been noticing that the reason Paul writes to Timothy.
我们知道保罗写给提摩太是因为
is because of all the distractions that were taking their attention away from the main theme of the gospel.
因为有许多的事使教会分心的眼目离开了主耶稣。
When we pray, are our minds cluttered with the cares of this life?
当我们祷告的时候，我们的心是不是有一个很清晰的心思呢？
Are they distracted by our own selfishness and ego?
我们是不是被我们里面的这些自私，我们的自我来使它混乱了呢？
Do we insist on our own program and agenda?
我们是不是经常要坚持自己的那个日程和议程呢？
This is the work of the enemy.
这是撒旦的工作。
When we pray, are we distracted by all our problems or the things that are pressing on us to do?
当我们祷告的时候，是不是有些好像就是很多的压力，这些紧迫好像使我们分散了，分心了，从主的身上。
When the church meets to pray together, are we so distracted by our own ideas?
当我们教会聚在一起祷告的时候，我们是不是被我们自己的那个想法来分心，分散了我们的注意？
By what we think the church needs that we cannot clearly look for or see the mind of Jesus.
我们常把我们想着教会的需要，却使这些事却使我们分散，而不能明白主的心思。
As Peter is writing to these believers, they were facing persecution.
当彼得写给那些信徒的时候，这些信徒他们面对的乃是逼迫。
They were no doubt distracted by fear of the unknown.
他们确实毫无疑问被这些未来的不知道不确定的恐惧而分散。
This too is the work of the enemy.
这些也是敌人的仇敌的工作。
So what does it mean to be clear-minded?
那有一个清晰的谨慎，或者说有一个清晰的心思是什么意思呢？
To be clear-minded is to maintain a sense of proportion.
那个有一个清晰的心思就是要保持心思里面有一个分寸感。
This comes from the scriptures that teach us what is important.
然后这样的一个轻重或者分寸感是借着主的话，圣经里面主的话来教导我们。
They teach us who we are.
他教导我们我们是谁。
And mostly they teach us who God is.
但更重要的，他教导我们说神是谁。
God has revealed himself as the one for whom nothing is too difficult.
神向我们启示，他是那一位是没有任何事情是不可能的那一位。
Is not this the basic lesson of the church's theme verse?
这岂不也是我们今年这个教会主题的经文里面所教导我们的吗？
What is important is that you see yourselves as God's household.
重要的是我们把我们看着我们是神家里的。
You are the called out ones of the living God.
你们是蒙召被这位永活的神蒙召出来的。
You are the pillar and support of the truth.
你乃是这个真理的柱石和根基。
And the who in this passage is very clear.
但那谁在这一段经文里面那是很清楚的。
It is God's Son appeared in the flesh.
在那里是讲到是神的儿子他在肉身显现
exalted, proclaimed and believed
他被高举然后被传扬也被信服
And if fear is the problem,
如果是我们里面的恐惧是问题，
Jesus says, "Fear not, little flock."
但耶稣就告诉我们，他说你们这小群啊，不要害怕。
Your Father has gladly chosen to give you the kingdom.
你的父乐意把他的国赐给你们。
All the great prayers of the Bible begin with a clear picture of who God is.
所有圣经里面那些伟大的祷告都是有一个清晰的图画来说那位神是谁。
That man that Jesus healed of the demons knew what he once was.
那位被主耶稣治好的那位鬼妇的人他很清楚耶稣是谁。
He knew who Jesus was.
他知道耶稣是谁。
And he wanted to be near him, sitting at his feet.
他愿意和他亲近，愿意坐在他的脚前。
We who live in the last days need the same thing.
我们住在这最后一段日子的人，我们也需要同样的一件事。
We need also to have sound, clear minds prepared by Scripture for the purpose of prayer.
我们需要有一个清晰的、谨慎的心思，乃是借着主的话预备好的，来一起来祷告。
The other thing about prayer is that it takes the consecration. It takes the consecration of our lives.
因为祷告我们所需要的乃是要有一个我们奉献的生活。
Peter says we should be prepared for prayer with self-control.
彼得教导我们要预备，我们要自守，我们要自洁，好让我们能够来祷告。
Peter uses this word because of what he says earlier in the chapter in verses 2 and 3, talking about the Christian man. He says, as a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life or evil desires, but rather for the will of God. For you've spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry.
好，彼得讲这句话是因为在第四章第二、第三节那里，他这样的来劝我们：你们要存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意，行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮，并可恶拜偶像的事，那时候已经够了。
Paul warns us that in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves and of pleasure more than lovers of God.
保罗在提摩太书那里也警告我们说，这个在末世的日子，人会专爱自己，爱享受，过于爱神。
The Christian is to turn away from people like this.
我们做基督徒的，我们要远离，要躲避这样的人。
We are not to be like the world.
我们不应该像这个世界。
Instead, we are to be of sober spirit, or we are to have self-control.
我们确实要有一个清晰的一个，我们谨慎、执守、自守。
How we live affects our prayers.
我们如何的生活是影响我们的祷告的。
In chapter 3, Peter says, how a married couple lives affects their prayers.
在第三章第七节，彼得说一对夫妇他们怎么生活是影响他们的祷告的。
And the psalmist says,If we cherish iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us.
然后在诗篇，在66篇18节那里也告诉我们，若我心里有罪孽，主祷告，主必不听。
The end of all things is near. To be God's people in the last days, we must be prepared to pray.
万事的结局近了， 在这末世的日子，我们要预备好来祷告。
And we must be prepared to love.
我们第二件事是讲到我们一定要
The local assembly of
believers. 要彼此相爱。
The local assembly of believers and how they love one another is one of the ways that God shows to the world He's alive and He's living in us.
在我们这聚会的这些我们信徒们，我们确实是借着彼此的相爱来显明，神是那一位活的，是住在我们当中的这一位。
Peter says this love must be first of all deep.
彼得来告诉我们，这个爱，这切实的相爱是讲到有一个深的一个相爱。
Deep love may be confusing, at least in English.On this Valentine's Day weekend.
这个深的爱这个字在有的时候会让我们困惑，特别是在这个情人节的这样的一个周末。
In English, the more traditional translation is that this love must be fervent.
这里这个爱实际上是讲的这个爱是要火热的。
The Greek word speaks of a decision of the will.
这个希腊原文这个字是讲到一个意志里面的一个决定。
It means an eager, constant, will-based commitment.
这是讲到一个热切的、稳定的，而且是从意志里面出来的一个承诺。
It is a commitment to the people you go to church with and to other Christians.
乃是讲到对那些对一起去教会。一起还有别的基督徒的之间的那样的一个承诺和应许。
Fervent love should see to it that our love for one another should endure against all self-seeking.
这里特别讲到那一个爱是不是要来就是要使自己的好处的。
It is loving one another when God is blessing and everyone is agreeing.
是我们容易当神祝福我们，每个人都想的是一样。
But it is also loving one another when we don't agree.
也是相一致的时候，但是我们仍然是要彼此的相爱，即使我们并不能够达成一致或者有一样的看法。
And that's when love covers a multitude of sins.
那你是讲到爱，特别讲到爱，乃是遮掩许多的罪。
It is, if our love is to cover a multitude of sins, we must act toward those who sin against us the way God has forgiven us.
如果我们是爱能遮掩这许多的罪，我们真的就是要来赦免。就如神赦免我们一样来赦免这个弟兄姊妹们。
It is such a deep commitment to the people of God for Jesus' sake that it keeps on loving even when we hurt each other and sin against each other.
那是在意志深层里面的一个保证和承诺，以致即使是有人伤害了你就是让你难过，但你仍然是能够来彼此的相爱。
Sin complicates things.
罪使很多的事变得复杂。
Sin causes friction.
罪也使我们能够有纷争、纷挡。
Sinful pride creates gaps between Christians.
邪恶的骄傲也在我们基督徒当中会造成这个间隔。
But love covers a multitude of sins.
但爱遮掩着许多的罪。
When someone hurts us, we have a choice.
当某一个人伤害了我们的时候，我们有一个选择。
When we can retaliate or divide from one another and deepen the sin.
我们可以去报复我们，使我们更多的分开，能够使那个罪更深。
Or we can cover that sin the way God in Christ has covered our sin with His own blood.
或者我们有另外一个选择， 我们能够来遮盖这样的罪，正如神和主耶稣基督用他的血来遮盖我们的罪一样。
He has forgiven and extended mercy to us.
他已经赦免了我们，也把他的恩慈来施予了我们。
Have you ever seen an illustration of the great chasm that divides all of mankind from a holy God?
你看到那一个巨大的深渊，把人和全人类和神分开，那巨大的深渊吗？
Nothing can bridge that chasm.
没有任何一个事物可以来桥接这样的一个深渊。
But God sends His only Son, who alone can form a bridge across that chasm.
但神却差遣他的儿子来，只有他能够桥接这样的一个深渊。
And that bridge is the cross.
而那一座桥乃是那个十字架。
God's anger at our sin was spent on Jesus as he carried our sin on the cross.
神对罪的那一个愤怒就完全倾倒在主耶稣的身上，当他在他的身上背负我们一切的罪的时候。
The big cross is the bridge over which we go from a sinful world to a holy God and to an eternal life with God.
那个十字架就是那一个巨大的桥，让我们能够从一个罪恶的世界能够到圣洁的神面前，并且得着他那永远的生命。
When we forgive others the way God has forgiven us, we build little crosses across the gaps that are between us.
当我们赦免这些得罪我们的人的时候，我们就形成一个一个小的十字架来桥接。
We crucify our little angers and our little animosities, and we make a way for us to be united in Christ once again.
我们要把我们里面的这些敌意，我们的愤怒来钉死，好让我们接上这样一个小桥，能够来越过，能够来连接我们彼此的分隔。
For love to be deep, we must be able to love the way God has loved us.
让那个爱能够深，我们一定要用神的爱这样的彼此。
And then love is not only fervent, it's hospitable. It's hospitable.
这个爱不单只讲到它是深的，并且是讲到是相互款待。
This attitude derives from our consecration.
这样的一个态度是从我们这样的一个奉献的里面成圣的里面来出来的。
All that we have is from the Lord for Him to use in helping others through us.
我们所有的都是从神而来，并且我们所有的用照着他旨意来帮助。
And this love must not only be fervent and hospitable, this love is serving.
这爱不单只是深的，不单只是彼此款待的，而且是彼此服侍的。
The Holy Spirit has given to every believer at least one spiritual gift to use to minister to one another.
圣灵至少把一样的恩赐给每一位的信徒，好让我们能够彼此的服侍。
Service is part of our sanctification.
而侍奉乃是我们成圣的过程里面的一部分。
So we never retire from it.
所以我们永远不会退休。
And then thirdly,
第三个,
we must be prepared to sacrifice.
第三个是讲到我们要预备好来做牺牲。
In the first century, their sacrifice was suffering persecution for the cause of Christ.
在第一个世纪的时候，那一个 准备做牺牲乃是讲的预备好的，讲到他们来准备好受苦受逼迫。
We may not face direct persecution.
我们不一定能够直接的来面对这些的逼迫。
But Jesus calls us to cultivate an attitude of sacrifice.
但主耶稣却呼召我们有一个准备好有一个做牺牲的这样的一个态度。
He says to us, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me.
主耶稣呼召我们要背起十字架来跟随主。
We don't have time to look at all the verses.
我们没有时间来看所有的这些许多的经文。
But look at these three things.
让我们只看三件事。
First of all, we should not be surprised by this.
首先看的这里十二节那里说不要以为奇怪。
The friends of Jesus will attract his enemies.
那个基督的 friend of Jesus.
The friends of Jesus, I'm...
如果我们是基督的朋友，你会吸引仇敌来。
Suffering for the gospel was expected in the early church.
是为福音而受苦，在早期的教会都有这样的期望。
What they had to suffer was different according to the individual.
每一位他所受的苦是不一样的。
Some lost their lives.
有一些失去了生命。
Some lost their homes.
有些失去了他们的家。
Some lost their jobs.
有些失去了他们的工作。
Others appear to lose very little.
有一些看起来好像没有损失什么。
But the Bible says that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
但圣经教导我们，所有过虔诚生活的人都会为基督受苦。
So what sacrifice, what's happening in our lives that could be seen as sacrifice for Jesus in this day?
所以今天我们想一想，我们有哪些在我们生活里面是可以为主而来做的牺牲呢？
Recently, we see a lot of stories about those who want to climb Mount Everest.
最近我们会看到有许多的人，他们愿意去爬那个喜马拉雅山。
One of the things that we learn from it is if you want to climb the world's highest mountain, it's going to cost you.
我们学习到的乃是，如果你愿意去爬那世界上最高的那座山，那个你是要付代价的。
It costs a lot of time for training.
你要花很多的时间来受训练。
It costs a lot of money for equipment and for guides and airfare.
要许多的费用要来准备这样的旅行，然后各样的装备。
For many, it costs a finger or a hand or a foot or their lives.
有一些甚至他们就没有了手没有了脚，甚至是他们的生命。
No one is surprised by that. If you want to climb the highest mountain, it will cost you.
没有人会以为奇怪，如果你想爬世界最高的山，那要是付代价的。
Jesus calls us to an infinitely greater task.
但主呼召我们的一个却是那更比这个更无限的大的这样的一个任务。
Don't be surprised at the sacrifices we are called upon to make.
不要以为奇怪，如果我们为了我们这样的一个呼召所要做出的这些牺牲。
We are giving our utmost to his highest.
我们把我们所这些最多的来给那一位至高的。
Paul says endure hardship as a good soldier.Of Jesus Christ.
保罗在提摩太那里劝勉我们要同受苦难，好像基督的精兵。
Secondly, we should not suffer for sin.
第二个呢，讲到我们不要是因罪而受苦。
Christians should live the best lives because the Lord Jesus lives in them.
基督徒要活出那最美好的生命，因为主耶稣活在他们里面。
And we should not be ashamed.
我们也不要羞耻。
Instead, we should rejoice, we should be overjoyed, it says.
我们应该喜乐，应该呀，从心里发出喜乐。And if we
are suffering and drawing the attention of Satan,
如果我们是因受苦而使撒旦注意,
James says we should rejoice when trials come on us.
雅各教导我们，我们说要喜乐，当我们来到面对试探的时候。
Because if Satan's working, it means that God is working.
因为如果撒旦在工作，那就是说神也在工作。
And when Peter says that we are to be self-disciplined, he does not mean that the church should become a sad, morose place.
那你，当彼得说这个我们要。 自首的时候，不是说教会要成为一个悔恨和扫庆的地方。Paul
says, "Rejoice in the Lord." Again, I say, "Rejoice."
保罗是教导我们要喜乐，要靠主喜乐。We
are to be living in the vitality of the reality of who God is.
我们是应该活在那一个满有主的活力跟充满活力的。
We are to be stabilized with that sense of proportion.
我们是要成为一个稳定的，因为主给我们里面的这样的一个分辨跟这样的分寸感。The
proportion that anyone who knows the signs of the times, but also has an experience of the glory of God.
我们有这样的一个量度感，是因为让我们能够不单只明白这个时代的那个征兆，而且 it
is that spirit that caused both the patriarchs and the prophets to declare in the face of the insurmountable and in the face of the impossible, is anything too hard for God?
而且是因为我们能够见过。 这个我们神的那个荣耀，就是那圣灵，就是曾经使那个先祖和这个先知们能够在面对不可逾越的困难和不可能的事情的时候，他们能够说，有什么事是对神是太难的吗？ 在神岂有难成的事？
Most importantly, being prepared for the last days means knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior.
最主要的是在这幕后的时候，一件事乃是要认识主耶稣是你的救主。If
you're not a Christian, give your heart to Jesus today.
如果你还没有信主，今天要把你的心要来归给主耶稣。But
for those who are already Christians, there are three words I want to leave you.
但对那些是已经信主的，有三个词，我来今天愿来留给你们。First
of all, does the truth we believe make us urgent?
第一个就是我们所认识的这些真理，是不是使我们有一个紧迫感呢？
I have four grandchildren here for their winter vacation from Boston.
我有四个孙子们在这里，他们在冬假。They
flew out Friday night before the big storm that they're getting now.
他们在那个大的风，星期五在波士顿大风暴之前飞出来了。The
weather service gave plenty of warning for this storm.
那个 就是天气预报给了很多很多的这些警告，暴风雨来，暴风雪来了。
And they listen to the warnings there.
他们就听这样的警告。
They closed the airport, they closed the transit, they told people to stay home.
他们就关了那个机场，也关了这些公共交通，叫大家都在留在家里面。
People who know the truth are prepared.
那些知道真理的人，人们，他们就准备好。
They know the storm is coming.
他们知道这个风暴要来了。
Christians are prepared because God has told us in His Word.
基督徒要准备好，因为神借着他的话告诉了我们。
Do we have a sense of urgency in our prayers and in our love for one another?
我们是不是有这样的一个紧迫感，来准备好，而且能彼此的相爱？
Are we living by the priorities of Jesus?
我们是不是照着主的那一个优先次序来活呢？
Then secondly, if the love of God has been poured out in my heart by the Holy Spirit, am I fervent in my love for fellow believers in the church and for the ministry the Lord is leading here?
第二，如果神的爱已经浇灌在我们的心里，我们是不是能够彼此的真实切实的来深深相爱呢？
Remember, Peter says, this is above all.
记得彼得说这是首要的。
And then thirdly, in spite of the darkening effect of the last days, am I diligent?
在尽管是在那个在这末世好像很黑暗的这样的越来越黑暗的日子，我是不是很殷勤？
Note the final verse.
直到在十九节。
Even those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
十九节告诉我们，那照神旨意受苦的人，要乃是要一心为善。
Do not be weary in well-doing.
不要在为善的这事上松懈下来。
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
因为如果我们能够忍受这个时候，我们就会有收获。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we give thanks for the privilege of gathering today. Language groups merge together. Lord, you heard every word and you've seen every thought. And Lord, we pray that you will bless these things to your glory for Jesus' sake. Amen.